Today we start with candidate Mike McCabe, who has made his career lamenting the boatloads of money spent on elections. McCabe is the founder of the government watchdog group Blue Jean Nation. Marty caught up with McCabe at a candidate forum in Mequon and asked him why he entered the race.
We live at a very dangerous moment right now, I think, for our state and our country. And we've got a political system that has been commandeered by wealthy interests, and we got a government that is working for a very few at the top, but is ignoring the wishes and needs of an awful lot of people. There are just so many forgotten people living in forgotten places all around Wisconsin. And they deserve representation, but they don't really have it right now. And, you know, my work over the course of most of my adult life has been about trying to expose corruption and the influence of big money in politics. And I really do bring that spirit into the governor's race and hopefully into the governor's office to get our government working for all of us and not just a wealthy and well-connected and privileged few.
What are the top three issues facing Wisconsinites, and how do you plan to address them?
I think right at the top is the fact that so far in the 21st century, no state in America has seen its middle class shrink more than Wisconsin. And we've got levels of economic inequality not seen in this state since the Great Depression. So there's so many people out there who can find work, but they're having a devil of a time finding work that enables them to stay in the middle class. They're having a hard time keeping their heads above water. So we've had an approach in Wisconsin to economic development that's been all about feeding the rich and showering tax breaks and state subsidies on a few at the top in hopes that some of what they're given will filter down to the rest of us. But we've got to do an about-face and build a sturdy economy from the bottom up and work on using our state's resources to empower regular working people, empower close to 6 million people in the state to do more for themselves and for each other. And that's right at the top of the list of what we have to do. But to do that, we're going to have a government that is free to lead in that direction and is not simply beholden to wealthy interests and is not simply taking cues from a tiny segment of society that makes these huge donations to elected officials and then expects favors in return. So, you know, that's a huge challenge, is to get our economy benefiting everybody. We've got to have a government that works for all of us and not just a privileged few. Healthcare access, people are afraid to get sick and they're worried about being able to go to the doctor if they do get sick. Affordable education, we're burying young people under a mountain of student debt, so creating a path to the American dream for young people is a huge challenge because higher education and job training has become so unaffordable. Bringing high-speed internet everywhere. There are so many dead spots in Wisconsin. How do you fully participate in a global economy or even fully participate in modern American life if you don't have access to that 21st century tool? And an awful lot of people, especially in rural areas, but also even in inner city neighborhoods, don't have access to high-speed internet. So those are the kinds of investments we can make to empower regular people to be able to thrive.
How do you differentiate yourself from the other candidates?
I think the thing that makes me stand apart more than anybody is just the life's work I've done seeking to expose corruption and big money influence in politics. But then I take that into the campaign. I'm the only candidate who refuses to take these huge donations that I think amount to legal bribes. Individuals can give up to $20,000 to a candidate for governor. Political action committees of special interest groups can give $86,000 to a candidate. But the work I've done almost my entire adult life has shown me the strings that are attached to those checks and the expectations that accompany those donations. And the other thing I've found over all these years is what the tiny segment of society that makes those huge donations want our government to do is vastly different from what regular people want our government to do. And they get their way on issue after issue. Everything that we care about, they're getting government to act according to their wishes instead of the needs of regular people in Wisconsin.
In what areas do you think you are vulnerable?
You know, we don't have the big money in our campaign, but I think when it comes to grassroots organization, we've got the richest campaign in the race. We've got over 2,500 volunteers now working all across the state of Wisconsin to reach out to voters, neighbors talking to neighbors, people knocking on doors, holding banners and big signs on busy intersections and freeway overpasses. So we don't have the big money, and we don't have a campaign that can run the way that the conventional playbook says you have to run a campaign. But again, when it comes to people power, I think we've got the richest campaign out there, and our job is to overcome money power with people power.
Mike McCabe is the founder of Blue Jean Nation and one of the people vying to be Wisconsin's Democratic candidate for governor.